attorney.
Correct.
On that.
Thank you.
No, certainly. It's not anything substantive. It's just governing the process and making it clear that it is a special magistrate instead of code enforcement. So that would not be a substantive change that would, where you would lose the grandfathering status of that.
Thank you.
I have a couple questions, and these are mostly sort of nuts and bolts kind of things for my edification here. Is how long have we had a code enforcement board? Does anybody know offhand?
David, do you know exactly how long it's been?
Good afternoon, board. Dave Hooker, co-compliance manager for the town. Yes, we've had a code enforcement board since their first meeting, early 80s. I believe it was like 84, 85, 86. We've had the exact same attorney since that time, which is Mr. Sino. He has actually indicated that he's probably going to retire here in the next year. So we're in the process of making that transition from a board to a special magistrate.
And when would this start, shifting over to a special magistrate?
We were looking to start in January of next year.
January. And physically, how would this work? Is a special magistrate holding court, quote-unquote, here at Town Hall, or how does that work?
Yes, it's the same process. Instead of having the enforcement board, which is made up of the citizens of our community, it'll be an attorney, appointed attorney, and he will hear all the judicial cases for that day.
Would the special magistrate just be serving Ponce Inlet, or would they have a bunch of jurisdictions?
No, just serving Ponce Inlet.
And is there any indication that switching from a code enforcement board to a special magistrate would lend itself to creating any sort of backlog in cases, or would this actually work the other way and make things go through quicker? Or
yeah, actually, it would actually theoretically work better than the enforcement board. Main reason is we have a 7-member board. It's 5 regular members with 2 alternates. And during that time, you have different conversations, just like you do today up here. And at times, we can continue cases. They'll let cases go for 2, 3, 6 months at a time. Special magistrate is the sole individual that will make that determination of if that particular person's in violation or needs more time.
And dumb question time. Who selects the special magistrate?
And that will be a town council. We'll put out a RFQ and RFP, and at that time, the town council will select that individual.
Board members have any other questions?
What would the appeal process be after the magistrate makes a ruling?
It'll be the same as the enforcement board. So and also as in 162. So whatever that magistrate orders, the respondent has up to 30 days to appeal that decision to a circuit court. Failure to do so, that lien continues to run in favor of the local governing body, which is the town. Once that violation is cured and there's a lien still outstanding, that lien reduction comes to town council. And at that time, council will have the option to either reduce or abate or do nothing with that lien.
My understanding is with the magistrate, you're eliminating any personal or like neighborly bias that could come into the discussions that take place, that this is going to be black and white. Here's the code. Here's what you did or didn't do. Here are the ramifications.
Yes, and there's several other things that we will probably clear up over the period of the next year or so. So currently, I, I can just tell you what has happened in my 20-plus years working for a municipality as code. I've had code enforcement board members visit homes to talk to a resident. I've had board members talk amongst themselves, sort of like what happened today about ex parte communications, but it actually took place a little bit more in depth, which could be construed as a possible sunshine law violation, unintentional, but could be construed in that direction. And also we've had board members after the fact say, you know, reach out to the respondents going, hey, we'll help you get through this process. The boards are supposed to be just like judges, and they're not supposed to get themselves involved in it. They're just here because staff was unable to get compliance with the local adopted regulations, and they're here to see if that potential violation is true or not. And if it is, give a time for compliance and then move forward, not to jump in and help. So eliminate that from any possible legal ramifications for the town.
Any other questions from the board? Any comments from the public? Thank you, David.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Hearing no comments from the public, we'll close the public comment period. I will go back to the board and entertain a motion.
Make a motion that we approve ordinance number 2024 XX, amending articles 3, 8, and 9 of the LUDC to substitute references of the Code Enforcement Board with special magistrate.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call.
Mr. Cannon?
Yes.
Mr. Carney?
Yes.
Mr. Obeck?
Yes.
Mr. Kazuba?
Yes.
Mr. Burge?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you. Item 9, public participation. Do we have any members of the public that wish to step forward? Seeing none. We'll move on to item 10, board discussion. Does any board members have anything they want to bring up? Nothing. Item 11, adjournment.
I second that motion.
Move to adjourn. Second. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Okay. Oh.